Bottom Line with Brad Taylor.
You remind me that money won is twice as sweet as money earned.
On ESPN 1300 AM and 92.5 FM.
ESPN Radio, 92.5, 1300. Bottom Line with Brad Taylor. Sports talk from a handicapping perspective. Good afternoon to you. Thank you for joining us on this Taco Tuesday. Eat them if you got them. Insert joke here. We appreciate your time and energy on this Tuesday afternoon. Doesn't feel like there's a lot going on in the sports world tonight. Going over the major sports, college football, nothing going on. College basketball, very light schedule. There's only one game we like tonight, and the Big Blue Nation will not like what we have to say about it. NFL, last night, nothing tonight. What do we do? Oh, don't worry. We're looking ahead today to the College Bowl weekend. We've got several bowl games on Saturday. We're going to go over the ones we like from a handicapping perspective, kind of initially. We always talk about if you want to get down on the favorites, get on them early. If you want to get down on the dogs, hold your water as long as you can. We're going to look at a couple, especially that we already like, that we've already gotten down on. Maybe you should too, based on some trend systems that we use. And of course, opt-outs and coaching changes. It's psychology, and it's about a battle of fruition this time of year. So it's how do you look at these bowl games? They're completely different than a regular season game. We'll talk about the bowl games and how we're handicapping the ones for this coming weekend. Follow us on Twitter at BottomLineLex. Email the show anytime, BottomLineLex@gmail.com. And it's the calm before the storm as we get towards the holidays. College basketball will ramp up, especially once we turn the year over to 2024. And these conference matchups come fast and furious daily. That's when we love college basketball. Once these conference seasons start, yeah, it's cupcake season still right now, a lot of places. But once we hit January 2, that's when the conference matchups get fired up for real. That's when the that's probably the best 9 weeks of handicapping for a grinder all year. It's the best 9 weeks of the year for us, for me anyway. Those 9 weeks, but right after the January 1st bowls and then right up until the conference tournaments. Then you got to kind of change things around for once the conference tournaments start. But those conference regular season games, that's 9 weeks of grinding right there. And it's every day for a little over 2 months. Can you stay in the rain? Can you show up every day? And that's what it is. And if you're not ready, you need to get ready. And the best way to get ready is two things. One, sign up at FanDuel. $150 in bonus bets for your first $5 moneyline wager. Don't know where you can get a better deal than that. Also, they have the no-sweat parlays for Thursday night football this week. Let's just face it, you're going to need some help getting fired up for some of these Thursday night games as we go forward. So, yes, it helps to get no-sweat parlays. We say it all the time. Do not spend your own money on parlays. It is a money-losing proposition, no matter what anybody tells you. But as we look at Thursday night football, how else are you going to get fired up for Chargers and Raiders with two quarterbacks that I can promise you 3 months ago you had no idea who they were? Aiden O'Connell. O'Connell versus Stick. There you go. Justin Herbert out for the year, if you haven't heard. Act accordingly, but the desert beat you to it. We'll talk about a little bit about that game, but get fired up and ready for the holidays and conference tournament basketball or conference regular season basketball starting in January by signing up at FanDuel. Safe, secure, easy to use. I'm on it every day. They still have futures for conference outright champions up right now. We talk about it all the time. Kentucky's sitting at about a 5-1 shot to win the SEC regular season at FanDuel. And if you have the fever and you need some action during these holidays, the Kentucky's Horse Racing Commission told us earlier this week Steve Bittenbender from Louisville said, hey, there was $74 million bet just during the four-day Thanksgiving holiday weekend. So, yeah. Yeah, we will look at the family at the holidays, but we also get our action down. What better way to do it than at FanDuel? I use it every day, have every day since September 28th. Best in the business. Official partner of the National Football League. FanDuel.com, code Brad1300, and you'll get all these free deals and get treated like a VIP. So that's FanDuel.com/Brad1300. And if you don't know who to pick in some of these games, I know we're preempted a lot during bowl week, during December, the last week of December. A lot of afternoon bowls that week. We're not going to be on the air much. What are you going to do? How are you going to get your fix? Figure it out for yourself. Pick up a copy of Side Hustle, our book. Sports gambling book about how squares like you and me can make our way and get a piece of this sports gambling pie. Perfect holiday Christmas book for the sports gambler in your life. You know, pick up a copy today. It's at Amazon. It's at Barnes & Noble. Joseph Beth Bookstore in person. Make sure to pick it up. Side Hustle. How the squares like us, we talk about growing up around here and watching a lot of crazy people bet and learning from them, then learning from our own mistakes and figuring out a few things along the way. Because, as we all know, the definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over again and expecting a different result. And there's another thing, another part of the book that we'll talk about a little later that I read an article, really good article, from a very, very respected sports handicapper, The Art of Losing, because there is an art to handling losing. We joke about it sometimes, but it's a real thing. We'll talk about that a little later in the show. We talk about the Bulls. Side Hustle. Pick up a copy today at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and at Joseph Beth. On today's show, look at this. We got a new bracketology. Kentucky basketball. Yeah, they're about where they were last week. But we've got a big game this week, right? Kentucky versus North Carolina. How has Calipari done in these type of games over the years? What about this Hubert Davis guy from North Carolina? What has he done in these spots? What has he done against ranked teams regular season, non-conference? How has he done against the point spread? The numbers might shock you. We'll look at those numbers coming up in this first segment. Also, we've got Kentucky football news. Now you've got two new quarterbacks, Big Blue Nation. And everybody's thrilled and happy. Now you got a new running back, too. What do you honestly expect from these guys? Because it's hard to go into the season, you know, kind of expecting, you know, what we saw this year with Devin Leary, then Will Levis, and then all these things in the past. Kind of slow your roll. We've been begging people for that for years, but nobody pays attention to us. You know, we're nerds. We live in mom's basement just crunching numbers all night long. That's what people think about us. That's okay. I'm cashing more tickets. That's all right. But we also are talking a little bit of Cincinnati Bengals. We will talk bowl games this Saturday, a few days ahead of it. And we'll also talk about what's going on in these playoff matchups. Alabama, Michigan, Texas, Washington. Where's the money going in these games? Where's the line changes going in these games? The answers shouldn't shock you, but it might change the way I'm looking at some of these games, especially the big one. And I might be going away. I didn't think I'd be going a couple of weeks ago when these were announced. We'll look at the NFL last night. How'd you do last night? Our props were 50-50, and our sides and totals made a profit. So anytime you walk out of the casino with a dollar more than you walked in with, boom, that's a win. Consider it a win. I can promise you that. So we'll look at last night's game. A few futures. Now with the Justin Herbert news, and we'll look at some conference and Super Bowl odds, as well as the night in college basketball. Not really a big night, but there's one game that we like from a handicapping perspective. And let's just say the Big Blue Nation probably won't like it. We got this game last night when the odds came out. It's moved a lot since then. And we will tell you who we like tonight in a very light night in college basketball, to say the least. I say light night, it's just there's not many conference matchups. In fact, there's no conference matchups we see. And, the ranked teams, there's only one of them going out tonight. So we will look at the light night in college basketball. Maybe a look ahead to a later game this week. Friday night, a huge top 10 battle. Who we like in that one. Of course, our picks tonight, part of the most profitable segment of Lexington Radio, our Back Daddy Stogie Picks. All this, much, much more coming up on today's Taco Tuesday edition of The Bottom Line with Brad Taylor. Sports talk from a handicapping perspective, as always. We thank you so much for joining us. But first, well, you've seen it all before, folks. You've seen all the Kentucky football rhetoric before. Brock Vandegrift. Headline from our good friend John Clay of the Herald Leader, Kentucky.com. Can new quarterback Brock Vandegrift be Will Levis 2.0 for Kentucky football? That's a lot to ask out of a kid who's attempted 21 passes in college football in 3 years. And of course, Vandegrift was quoted by the fanboys as saying, "I'm fired up." Not like a friend of mine says, "I'm fired up." No, he's fired up. Well, that's great. I'm sure Devin Leary was fired up. Will Levis, touchback Terry Wilson. You can go all the way back. I'm sure all the quarterbacks were fired up. Sometimes it's just not enough, though. But the Big Blue Nation's very excited. First of all, they got a kid who's from the area coming back home, Bo Allen. Apparently, he'll be the backup. Apparently, he wants to be the backup in his final year. Feels like he's been playing a long time. So, in his final year, he'll be the backup, apparently. But the Big Blue Nation loves the name recognition of Clemson because we see now that the Gator Bowl has already given Kentucky their ticket allotment, and it's all gone. There are no more ticket allotments for said Kentucky Wildcats. So if you want to go, you're on your own, folks. But we talk about handicapping this game, and we're looking at a list of opt-outs, transfer portals, and coaching changes for Clemson. See a lot of guys opting out. A receiver that had 38 receptions and 3 touchdowns on the year. A safety with 32 tackles. A linebacker with 87 tackles who led the team in tackles and sacks. Jeremiah Trotter Jr. That's a familiar name if you follow the NFL. A cornerback, a starting cornerback, and a starting defensive lineman. That's 5 starters that are out for Clemson due to opt-outs and the like. And in fact, our friend Brad Powers, who's a college football handicapping guru, to say the least, he says Clemson has 7 starters that will not be playing in this game. Now, 5-7, we could argue, we could say all that. But Clemson is going to be missing some guys. Who is Kentucky going to be missing officially as of right now? Keaton Wade, 1 sack all the year, 36 tackles, he's an edge. That's pretty much it in terms of opt-outs from starters or guys who matter. But as we all know, what really matters when it comes to point spreads? We know coaches matter, quarterbacks matter. So as we get down here to nitty-gritty time, we have seen this line in the last 48 hours really move towards Kentucky. All last week, we saw Clemson a 7-point favorite, 80% of the tickets, 90% of the money is on Kentucky. That's a steam move. And that's moved this thing down from 7 to 5.5 now. We said last week, hey, if you wanted Kentucky, the time was now. Because the more you waited, the tea leaves were telling us this line was going to drop a little bit, and it has. We've also seen the total here go from 47.5 to a consensus now 46.5. So we're looking at defense. You're looking at Kentucky keeping this one close. Let's just say the market is telling us this is a good spot for Kentucky getting a little bit of the steam move. But despite the fact that we've seen Kentucky get all the action here, it still hasn't mean that the sharps have come in totally on Kentucky. This is a pros and Joes game right now. We'll see a lot more as we get closer to action in this game. But Kentucky football, they're all excited because the Big Blue Nation has taken all the tickets for the Gator Bowl. Yeah, you get to go to Florida right before New Year's. Great time to go, right? Now you got new quarterbacks. You got a new running back from Ohio State. He's coming to Kentucky. What to expect of him? You don't know. I don't know. So the next 9 months until next Labor Day weekend, it's going to be a lot of speculation. Can this running back take over for Ray Davis? Can this quarterback take over for Devin Leary? Is this new quarterback Will Levis 2.0? All questions that will be debated ad nauseum for the next several months. but it won't be answered for about another 12. And that's the bottom line. ESPN Radio, 92.5, 1300. Bottom line with Brad Taylor. Sports talk from a handicapping perspective. Kentucky, they probably are a pretty good bet here, getting 5.5. We'll talk a lot more about this in this bowl game we're talking about. Getting the 5.5 points. And very few players have opted out. Even the players who have said they're going pro haven't opted out yet. Now, we'll see as we go forward if any of them eventually do, the Ray Davises of the world. But as of now, other than a few systems that have the public all over Kentucky, you kind of want to fade the public. History says that fading the public in these bowl games is a good way to do it. We'll talk a lot more about systems for bowl games. We'll talk a little bit about later in the show. We preview this Saturday's bowl games. But as we get further in the bigger bowl games, yeah, fading the public, always a historically good way to approach these games. Kentucky basketball. Joe Lunardi, bracketology is out. Kentucky now a number 6 seed. They would be playing James Madison in the first round. And if they won that one, they would be playing Clemson in the second round. That would be a decent little setup for Kentucky. Clemson in the second round. Kentucky's ranked ahead of Clemson in the KenPom ratings. Clemson, by the way, 9-0 right now. They've taken down Alabama, South Carolina, Pittsburgh, TCU. They're on their way. And but is Clemson, do they have enough to get through this ACC season? I don't think so, but, you know, anything could happen. So do I think this is going to stick all season long? No. We've literally got over 3 months until the tournament starts. And it is cupcake season, folks. North Carolina and Kentucky Saturday. It feels like there's a month between these games. Kentucky still plays 3 games for the next 25 days. But what has Kentucky done against North Carolina in these spots? Cal at Kentucky against North Carolina. They've played 11 times, regular season and postseason. Against the number, Cal, 5-5-1. So there are no winners here, as our good friend Nick Bakai used to tell us. In the regular season, Cal's 4-5 against the spread against Carolina. When he's an underdog, 1-2-1 against the spread, and we suspect North Carolina will be the shortest of favorites in this game. Now, that can change from the time these lines are released Friday until tip-off Saturday, but we think the initial line will be a very short North Carolina favor here. Versus ranked teams, though. Calipari, 60-49-2 against the spread. That's a moneymaker. But, as we all know, in recent years, that has flipped over from the great numbers he had in his first years at Kentucky. But what about Hubert Davis? What's he done? He got North Carolina the national championship game a couple years ago. Oh, yeah. That was 2022. Earlier that season, around this same exact day, on December 18th of 2021, out in Las Vegas, North Carolina played Kentucky, and Kentucky beat them 98 to very nice 69. Yeah. And on that day, nobody who watched that game would have said, North Carolina is going to play for the national championship, and Kentucky's going to go home a first-round loser to St. Peter's. Nobody would have said that. But Hubert Davis, despite that fact that he got this Carolina team to a national championship game, he hasn't been cashing a lot of tickets. In his career at North Carolina, he has one game under 500 cashing tickets against the spread. Against Kentucky, of course, 0-1. And in the regular season against ranked teams, Hubert Davis and the Tar Heels, 6-11 against the spread. In other words, Hubert Davis does not cash tickets. He had a nice 5-game run in the tournament 2 years ago. Other than that, he's killing your bankroll. Just saying. Now, he's pulled off some upsets, notably against Duke. That's not to say he is a long-term cash cow as a coach. Other Kentucky basketball headlines. The fanboys across town that Kentucky's got a big problem. They need to keep playing the way we are, according to one of the coaches of Kentucky. Yeah, you've been favored in every game except one. You lost the game you weren't favored, and you lost one of the one you were favored. So keep playing the way you are. I would have to say since the start of the year, your analytics numbers have gone down. In fact, I promise you they have. So I'm not such a fan of keep playing the way you are, despite what we saw Saturday against Penn. New mock draft by SB Nation has 4 Wildcats in the first round. another question that brings up the same little reply from us. This team better win. Because if they don't win this year, if they don't get past the first weekend this year with all this alleged NBA talent, you know, these whispers are keep getting a little louder. Onyedso is returning to practice. Could he play against North Carolina? I'll believe it when I see it. Just like with Bradshaw. I didn't believe it until I saw him on the floor. And basically with all these guys. By the way, have we heard Big Z's name in the last 2 weeks? Does he have another bubonic plague type fever? What does he have now? Does he have another disease we can't talk about? Does he have the another food poisoning of some sort? Maybe he's eating too much pizza. I don't know. But yeah, where's his name been lately? Mysteriously absent, to say it. So Kentucky, big game Saturday against North Carolina down in my former hometown of the ATL. Apparently we're sending Todd Lander and Cash Daniel down there. Once again, bottom line was passed over for a trip back to his own hometown. Life is fair. And that's the bottom line. ESPN Radio, 92.5, 1300. Bottom line with Brad Taylor. Sports talk from a handicapping perspective. Coming up after the break. Can you handle losing in sports gambling? Believe me, by the emails that I get, a lot of people cannot handle losing. And by a lot of people I know, they cannot handle losing. The art of losing in sports gambling. It's kind of an excerpt from our book, too. We'll discuss that when it comes to sports gambling. We'll also talk about the NFL. What are the Bengals looking like this week? Who's going to be the quarterback for the Vikings? That's a big kind of question right now. We'll look at last night's two games and how they go affect the odds going forward. We'll look at college football, what's going on in the playoff games, and the bowls for this Saturday. How are we playing a couple of them looking ahead? And, of course, a very light night in college basketball, but there's one game that we like, and the Big Blue Nation probably won't like to hear it. That's all coming up. ESPN Radio, 92.5, 1300.
Cold. That's what I need. The Bottom Line with Brad Taylor on ESPN 1300 AM and 92.5 FM.
Sports talk from a handicapping perspective. Thank you for joining us on this Taco Tuesday. Not much going on in the world of sports today in terms of maybe previewing the sports betting landscape. We have one game in college basketball we really like tonight from a team you've heard of. We'll talk about that later. But it's a good day to talk about losing because a lot of time delusion is a big deal for sports gamblers, sports handicappers. People go in and people were like, I remember when I first started this, people were like, oh, how much do you hit, Brad? 65, 75%? Oh, God, no. The best in the world don't hit 60%. Of their bets out in the desert. If you hit 52.38, there's a chapter in the book, Side Hustle, about the fallacy of 52.38%. Because in theory, betting a minus 110 line, $11 to win 10, you've got to win 52.38% to break even. But that's based on the fact that you're betting the same amount on every game, which I do, and that you're getting either minus 110 odds or less, which I do. If I see a minus 115, boom, I'm out. You have to have discipline and strength to be able to do that. Also, you have to understand that if you have different accounts, all kinds of different opportunities and options, in other words, sign up on every app you can, take advantage of what they give you and sign-ups and bonuses and stuff, like at FanDuel, then you can have different options. Because a lot of times if you find a minus 6.5, four different places, somebody's going to give you that minus six that you can get that and take the favorite with a half-point advantage. And, well, it doesn't matter, half-point. Oh, yes, it does. Long-term, it does. If you're doing this, if you're hustling and you're doing this every day, grinding them out, it makes a big difference. But one of the biggest things in sports gambling, dealing with losing. I saw a great article today. Rob Beach of the Sporting News. I don't think they're AI. But he had an article today on, in order to win as a sports bettor, you have to learn how to lose. And believe me, folks, people I talk to regarding this stuff, people I get emails and messages from all the time, if they lose, you talk about anger, you talk about not being able to deal with it. I know people, I don't want to be around them. If they lose, a quarter wager on a coin toss. Can you handle losing? The people in my life, they have no idea whether I'm winning on a winning streak or on a losing streak. They have no clue because you don't bring it to them. You leave it at the door because one game, we talk about it all the time, one game should never affect your life. One bet should never affect your life. Yeah, okay, I'm playing this 15-team parlay. Well, okay, that's on you. It's hard enough to get one right, much less 15 out of 15 right. So, yeah, being able to handle losing. Win or lose, you have to keep calm. You have to be able, you know, have that poker face. Nobody can tell what you're doing. And even when you're winning, you know the losing streak's coming. And even when you're losing, you know the winning streak's coming. So it's not the straight line up, but it is hills and valleys. Can you stand the rain? Johnny Gill, a new edition. So, yeah. And you have to be able to learn from your sports gambling losses. Keep track of all the things you do. Find the sports you're best at. Are you better at picking college football underdogs? Are you better at picking Major League Baseball totals? Figure out what you do well and stick with that. You know, and that's very key. Figure out what you do well. Play to your strengths. Don't play to your weaknesses. A lot of people have trouble, especially when we talk bowl games, when we talk NCAA basketball tournament. A lot of people have a lot of problems and a lot of issues taking underdogs because it takes guts to take some of these underdogs that feel like you have no chance. It took guts to take both those underdogs last night against the spread that nobody was giving a chance to. Yeah, it takes some guts. But the point spread is the great equalizer. There's a reason why over time the sharps will say if you play dogs and under totals, more often than not, you have a better, little better chance. Now, like I said, it's the great equalizer. But, yeah, the first thing the sharps look to play, they look to play road teams, because the public overvalues them, and they look to play dogs and under totals because that's the public loves to play favorites, and they love to see a lot of points and runs in these games. So as we go forward with sports gambling, this is like Sports Gambling 101. We talk a lot about this in the book, Side Hustle. Can you stand the rain? Being able to deal with losing, that is so important. I know somebody, you know, I know people who, if they have a couple of losing Sundays in the NFL, oh, I'm never playing this again. I'm never betting again. When I was a kid, I had somebody, we were walking out of the track, and they told me, turn around and look, because you'll never be back. I think 72 hours we were back. But that's neither here nor there. Point is, can you handle losing? That is a big deal. So when people, you know, are talking to me about, you know, oh, I can't believe you picked this game. You're stupid. Blah, blah, blah. Yeah, I was stupid for that game. There's a whole lot of other games that I wasn't stupid at. So 53% of the time, if I do that, hey, I'm doing really well. And that's what people don't understand. So, yeah, we talk about this in the book Side Hustle quite a bit. Handling losing. Can you handle losing? I have a chapter about playing video games, or a story about playing video games with a friend of mine back in college. Let's just say if he couldn't handle that, he probably wouldn't be a very good sports gambler. We'll talk about that's handling losing. It's a very big thing of sports gambling, and a good lesson to learn as we get into bowl games for this weekend. Oh, yeah. We got bowls, and they start Saturday. Can you believe that? We're already at bowl games. We look at some of these things, and we like to do a few kind of generic kind of things we look at in handicapping bowl games. First of all, absolutely fading the public. You definitely want to fade the public in some of these bowl games. You want to look for opt-outs, coaches that have opted out, quarterbacks that have opted out, and that have opted out. And those are kind of where a good starting point for some of these. But a lot of times, line changes in a lot of these bowl games will tell you quite a bit about what's happening. And here's some bowl games that I'm looking at playing starting this Saturday, just kind of on a thumbnail sketch level. These aren't official, but these are ones that I have played because I like to play the favorites I'll play. I like to play them early. So these are bowl games for this Saturday that I'm looking to kind of take advantage of. One of them, Georgia Southern, is playing Ohio. And if you looked at the old opt-out list, boy, it sings when it comes to this game because the old opt-outs definitely favor Georgia Southern. No coaches left Georgia Southern. No significant players left Georgia Southern. But who left Ohio? Leading rusher 800 plus yards. He's out. The quarterback, the starting quarterback who threw for over 2,200 yards this year, he's out. The wide receiver who scored, who led the team in receptions and touchdowns, he's out. The second leading rusher is out for Ohio. This line opened. Ohio was a 2.5-point favorite. Now, Georgia Southern is a 3.5-point favorite. Ohio's missing their quarterback, their two best running backs, and their best receiver. That's enough for me. I laid the points with Georgia Southern, and that's the way I would – I'd still go that way. And don't forget, Ohio is still getting a majority of the bets from the public out in the desert because they look at the numbers and look at these teams. Oh, my goodness. Look, Ohio, you're getting them at a great price. You are. But it would only be a great price if they had their quarterback and running back still around. They don't. Give me Georgia Southern. Lay in the chalk with Georgia Southern in this game. Some other bowl games. We're looking to fade the public in these games. Louisiana getting 3 against Jacksonville State. That's a good game to fade the public. But here's another game where I don't really have a problem with laying points here. App State, their leading rusher, is back. But the quarterback from Miami is out. So, the quarterback from Miami, both their quarterbacks, they're starting a third-string quarterback in this bowl game. Gabbert, he's out for the year. The backup, Avion Smith, he's out for this game too. Miami's starting a third-team quarterback in this one. We've seen the line in this game go from App State, a 4.5-point favorite, to now they're a 6-point favorite. Yeah. Here's a spot where I would lay the points again with App State in this one. So those are kind of the games that I'm looking for. Those are two games that I've played so far in the bowl games coming up this weekend. There's some other ones, too. Fresno State would be is a good dog to look at because they are getting kind of faded on the system here. The public totally on New Mexico State against Fresno. Another interesting one, UCLA right now. They're a 4-point favorite over Boise State. But if you look to see who kind of is in and out of this game, UCLA's missing a lot of guys. Missing their quarterback. They lost their defensive coordinator, their quarterback coach to UCLA. But Boise State, a team in transition. They don't have their quarterback either, but they just named a new head coach. So both teams in flux here, but the public totally on Boise State in this one. So this might be a good spot to maybe look to play Boise State here, despite the fact we've seen a swing towards UCLA. This is not one that I would love to play, but I think I would take UCLA here and lay the points in this one. And the other game on Saturday that I'm looking at, Texas Tech. They are a 2.5-point favorite against Cal. And here's a spot where you've seen this line. This line hasn't moved nearly as much. Texas Tech started at 1.5, now at 2.5, but laying juice because you might see this line get up to 3 before game time. The only problem here is that Texas Tech's quarterback situation. Their starting quarterback became their backup by the end of the season, and now he's transferring. Otherwise, Texas Tech is still good. So is Cal. So, yeah, 4 favorites that I would like to play on Saturday out of the 6 total games. And, yeah, you don't hear me say that often. But as we see line moves happen in these games, yeah, early in the bowls, I'm going to lay some chalk with some favorites that the public doesn't like. Georgia Southern, App State, and then UCLA and Texas Tech. Those are teams that you have opt-outs that are affecting lines here, and you've seen lines move towards these teams. Those are the 4 for this Saturday that I'm looking at, handicapping-wise. But again, if you go 1-3 in those games, make sure you're able to handle the rain. Okay, make sure you're able to stand the rain. That's what we talk about. And that's the bottom line. ESPN Radio, 92.5, 1300. Bottom line with Brad Taylor. Sports talk from a handicapping perspective. College football playoff odds. Michigan still a 1.5-point favorite over Alabama. Total 45.5, down from 46. Texas, a 4-point favorite over Washington, down from 4.5. This total's gone up from 64 to 64.5. The most bet teams in the desert? Of course. In this one, more tickets, more money on Roll Tide. They have 3 times as many bets on Alabama than anybody else in this first round of the college football playoffs. The least bet of all the kind of the over-unders and totals and money lines, Texas about a minus 190 on the money line, minus 185 type number. That is the one that nobody's playing. Well, that's the biggest money line there is, too. The most chalky got to lay. So, yeah, Alabama getting all the action. I'm not going to lie, folks. I might be against old Nick Saban coming up. It's a long ways from now. I don't like what I'm seeing in these numbers and these markets. And with all this action on Alabama, I just need to know one thing. How come this line hasn't gone to being Alabama the favorite? Uh-huh. Just asking, just talking out loud when it comes to stuff like that. Coming up after the break, we're going to talk a little NFL football, stuff from last night, and we're going to talk about some future odds as well as the one game in college basketball that we like tonight. And don't shoot the messenger, Big Blue Nation. We're just trying to cash some tickets. It's all coming up. ESPN Radio, 92.5, 1300. Doing all right, making good grades. Future so bright, gotta wear shades. Timbuk3 in the house on this Taco Tuesday. Boy, that was a lame song from the 80s.
All right, getting good grades. My future's so bright. I gotta wear shades.
That's the way you feel when you're cashing tickets out in the desert. Did you cash tickets last night? Underdogs, 2-0 straight up, 2-0 against the spread. Good. Overs, 2-0. Well, we had one over last night. We had the Dolphins game over. That was a miracle in itself. So far this season, the favorites are 136-67 straight up. Oh, that's great, right? Got against the spread. The dogs are making a mounted comeback. Only 51% are favorites now against the spread. Unders, 55.8% on the year. Primetime unders, still doing strong, but not in the last couple of weeks. 66% now. 29-15. This week, the dogs went 10-4-1 against the spread. Best week for the dogs all year. That'll do it. Yeah. We love the dogs. You know us. We love playing dogs. Last night, the Tommy DeVito Sopranos jokes went through the roof. Jets and Giants quarterbacks now 3-26 straight up in night games the last 5 years. Tommy DeVito has one of those wins. There you go. Aaron Rodgers has a win earlier this year for the Jets. Daniel Jones is 1-13. So there you go. Tommy DeVito, don't call me Danny DeVito. He's becoming a cult hero. The best Giants player to wear number 15 since Jeff Hostetler back in Super Bowl 25 when he miraculously held on to the ball when Bruce Smith caught him for a safety in that game. That, you talk about that, a miracle game in itself. Oh, don't get me started on that Super Bowl. Did I have money on the Bills? Darn right I did. Biggest upsets in Monday Night Football in the Super Bowl era. That's kind of when Monday Night Football started, wasn't it? They started in 1970. Colts over the Patriots, 1978, 17.5-point dog. The Joe Washington game, for those of you who go back that far. Bengals over Steelers 3 years ago, COVID season, 14.5-point dogs. There was no Joe Burrow that night. It was a backup quarterback who's not even in the league anymore. 14.5 dogs, point dogs for the Bengals that night. Titans over the Dolphins, 13.5 points. That was the fourth biggest. Third biggest, Niners over the Rams, 1976. I don't know who was starting for either team. I would guess Pat Hayden and Lawrence McCutcheon were your Rams players. 49ers, that might have been the Jim Plunkett era for the Niners back then. God knows. That was pre-Bill Walsh. But anyway. So, yeah, Tua Tagovailoa, 34-0 straight up when he was a six-point or more favorite heading into last night. Those days are over. Have you heard of this Circa Survivor kind of contest they have out in the desert? Before the season started, $1,000 to ante up, 9,600 and something entrants. That means 9.6 plus million to the winner at the end. They had 9,600 entrants. They're down to 13 after last night. Wow. So Could you have one of those last 13 entrants out of 9,600? If you do, the intrinsic value on it is like 700 and something thousand. If I was one of those 13, I'd say, you know what? I've had a good time. Let me cut my losses. I want to take the 700 grand. I'm going to sell this to somebody for 700 grand. So, yeah, the Survivor at Circa, probably the most talked about contest of its type right now. And they're down to 13 entries out of 9,600 people. So if you had one of those games last night, there were seven of the final, they had 30 going into the week, 22 going into last night. Seven out of those last 22 were on the Packers last night. How would you feel if you lost that one? One was on the Dolphins. How would you feel if you had a 13.5 point favorite, you were winning that game, and then you wound up losing, and then losing your shot at 9.6 million? Yikes, in a way. So there you go. Around the league, the NFC South, they're terrible this year. They're 11-25 against the spread versus everybody outside of their own division. They are 46-79-2 against all the other divisions the last 3 years. In other words, they're lousy. But the favorite for the MVP now, Dak Prescott of the Cowboys. Is those Brock Purdy tickets that we purchased about a month ago now at about 20-something to 1, are they still legit? Oh, yeah, they're still legit. Makes me want to try to cash out every day. But still, it's still got some value to it. Are the Cowboys a sneaky good bet to win the NFC East as the Eagles have lost two in a row? Eagles still favored here, but the Cowboys have a nice little schedule down the stretch. That might be a good underdog bet, Cowboys, to win this division. Cowboys have a kicker right now, Brandon Aubrey, who is on his way to being one of the best kickers, having a perfect season. The last two kickers to have a perfect season of note, Mike Vanderjagt of the Colts, didn't do well in the playoffs. And, of course, the greatest season of all time, Gary Anderson of the Vikings. And if you're an Atlanta Falcons fan like I was in the ATL in 1998, you know how that season ended. Let's just say Gary Anderson, guy who never missed a kick that year, cost the Vikings the playoffs, Randy Moss's rookie season. Chargers, Justin Herbert out for the season. If I asked you right now, there's one team in the NFL who's got under their win total 5 years in a row. You wouldn't know off the top of your head, but as soon as I said the name, you'd say, oh, yeah, that makes plenty of sense. That team is the Chargers. They have now clinched going under their win total now for 5 years in a row. Oh, yeah, that does make sense. Underachievers, Chargers, yes. I should have known that. I was the exact same way. And they clinched going under their 9.5 wins this past weekend. Now their quarterback's out. Yikes. You talk about another yikes in a way. The Chargers have gone from 2.5-point favorites to 3-point dogs Thursday night against the Raiders. Yeah, you're going to need some of those no-sweat parlays from FanDuel to get through that night. So, yeah, that's the NFL from a handicapping perspective. We hope you Taylor Swift fans are enjoying the fact that Kansas City has lost three of their last four games, but they're still minus 1,600 to win their division. How about college basketball tonight? We've been teasing this the whole show. Where are you going, bottom line guy? Well, we took this last night, but we would still take it tonight. We talk about on this show, you want to play favorites, you want to get them early, and if you don't, you want to get them kind of late as possible. So, when we know a game we're going to take in advance, we got this last night at 31 points. Now it's sitting 33.5. I'd still take it. Tennessee Volunteers are at home tonight playing Georgia Southern. Now, why are we taking Tennessee here? They're the kind of defensive team that just drives you crazy. Why would you want to take them in a spot like this? Oh, I'll tell you why. Offense, yeah. They have the 28th best KenPom numbers in offense, but they're fifth in defense despite the fact they have played a very difficult schedule on the year. And in fact, Tennessee's schedule so far this year is ranked the sixth toughest in America, according to KenPom. Compare that to Kentucky's 268. And it's a system that we like to play. When you see highly ranked teams play these games at home, non-conference cupcakes, and they have a good against the spread record, covering it anywhere from three quarters of their game so far this year that Tennessee has, you want to lay the points. Don't forget their previous game has to be, they had to win their previous game. They're on a roll. They cover a lot. Ranked, highly ranked, cupcake game at home. Let's take Tennessee tonight. The system that I tried to describe right now hits 58% over the last 20 years. 246 up, 178 down. In other words, teams that are playing on a homestand, that's Tennessee right now, won their last game, ranked to the top 15, and they're hitting anywhere from 0 to 75% against the spread this year. This the system play of the night. Give us the Vols tonight to cover a big number against Georgia Southern. And like I said, if it doesn't, be able to handle losing. And that's the bottom line. ESPN Radio, 92.5, 1300. Bottom line with Brad Taylor, sports talk from a handicapping perspective. Look, don't shoot the messenger, folks. I'm just trying to cash tickets. History tells us it's a good spot for Tennessee tonight. That's all I'm going to say. Coming up after the break, what did we learn on the bottom line today? Well, more lies coming up next. ESPN Radio, 92.5, 1300. Go Vols!
Bright light city, gonna set my soul, gonna set my soul on fire.
ESPN Radio, 92.5, 1300. Bottom line is Brad Taylor, sports talk from a handicapping perspective. What did we learn on the bottom line today? Well, we learned that Kentucky football, very excited, Big Blue Nation, about this Gator Bowl against Clemson, name recognition. But they're even more fired up about their new quarterback and their new running back that they got into town that they just don't know what to expect. But they're going to claim they love them anyway, and they're going to be the best in the world.
Yeah.
Didn't we learn anything with Devin Leary? Just saying. A lot of opt-outs for Clemson in this bowl game. That's good for Kentucky. That's why you've seen this line go from 7 to 5.5. Also, we talked about Cal and Hubert Davis in these spots against the spread over the years. Cal, okay. Hubert Davis, not so much. So history says Kentucky might be in a good spot as a dog here. We also talked about the art of losing in sports gambling. Some college football numbers, games we liked for this Saturday, kind of look ahead, some a couple few favorites that we liked this week. And, yeah, we looked at the NFL last night and a college basketball game tonight because we are contractually obligated to give picks. And like I said, don't shoot the messenger. If you missed them, WLXG.com, or download the app and listen to your heart's content. Thanks so much for joining us. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at BottomLineLex. Email the show, BottomLineLex@gmail.com. Also, don't forget, if you got the gambling bug, sign up at FanDuel. Use the code Brad1300. FanDuel.com/Brad1300. $150 in free bets with your first $5 wager. Also, pick up a copy of the book, Side Hustle. Squares like us can become sharps kind of quick. The great Christmas gift for the sports gambler in your life. Available at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and at Joseph Beth Bookstore. Also, the daily lineup here on ESPN Radio. Matthew and Jimmy, 10 to noon. Alan Cutler, noon to 2. Yours truly, 2 to 3. And Paul Feinbaum in the SEC. He'll say Roll Tide several times today, I'm sure. That comes up 3 to 7 every day. Thanks so much for joining us, getting your side hustle on. So until the next time, as always, may the winners be yours. Sorry, Big Blue Nation. I'd like to see Tennessee cover tonight. What do you say, King?
Bright light city, gonna set my soul on fire.